Review, Government Gangsters Chronicles the Deep State's Plot to Destroy Trump. By Rebecca Mansour on August 11, 2024. Government gangsters are the group of individuals, career bureaucrats, who have been installed by what we call the deep state into every agency and department in the United States government, explains Kash Patel, the narrator of the new documentary film Government Gangsters. Patel, who worked for over a dozen years in government as a federal public defender and national security prosecutor before serving in senior leadership roles in the Trump administration, was a key figure in uncovering the truth in the Russiagate investigation when he partnered with then-House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, to draft the famous Nunes memo that exposed the whole fraudulent house of cards behind the claim that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Government Gangsters, which was produced by Patel, Dan Fluett, and the War Room podcast host Stephen K. Bannon and directed by Clinton Cash filmmaker M.A. Taylor, is a companion piece to Patel's book of the same name. From Russiagate to Ukraine to the laptop, from hell to the January 6th insurrection and the classified document scandals, Patel shows how the gangsters follow a predictable pattern. They pick a target and fabricate accusations, he explains. Then they deploy assets across agencies like the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Department of Justice to gather intelligence supporting their false claims. They leak these false findings to sympathetic mainstream media, which reinforce the original accusation with articles and news stories. Finally, they use federal machinery to bring down their target. Their main target, of course, is former President Donald Trump. Like a prosecutor presenting his closing argument, Patel chronicles the deep state's plot to take out Trump. Yes, we know this story. But we've not seen it put together this succinctly before. These Trump scandals contain so many wild accusations, false leaks, delayed or thwarted special counsel investigations, and unchecked lies strung out over so many years that when the truth was finally revealed, the news cycle had already moved on to the next scandal. Taylor's brisk one-hour documentary weaves all of these threads together into a damning tapestry exposing just how rotten our government has become. The whole sordid cast of characters are here, starting with Crooked herself. Patel correctly places the origins of Russiagate at the feet of Hillary Clinton and her failed 2016 campaign's Oppo research document known as the Steele dossier. From FBI Director James Comey to perennial State Department apparatchik Victoria Nuland, CIA Director John Brennan, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, FBI Director Christopher Wray, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who refused to investigate the Russiagate corruption Patel and Nunes revealed to him, current Attorney General Merrick Garland, National Security Council official Fiona Hill, and creepy Ukrainian leaker Alexander Vindman, all of them are exposed here. And now, with the hindsight of all these revelations, Taylor and Patel are able to show the extent to which these charlatans lied to the American public and got away with it. What's more, Government Gangsters shows how sinister and relentless the targeting of Trump truly was. Only 2 days after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation cleared Trump of the Russiagate charges, the bogus Ukraine phone call scandal was set into motion. If they couldn't impeach him with Russiagate, they would do it with Ukrainagate. And when that didn't take him out, they impeached him for orchestrating an insurrection. But, as Patel explains, Trump seems to have been the one person who proactively tried to prevent the violence that engulfed the Capitol on January 6th. Patel states that he was at the meeting in the Oval Office with the Defense Secretary, the White House Chief of Staff, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff when President Trump authorized the deployment of over 10,000 National Guard troops to secure the Capitol on January 6. Because the President can't uniformly deploy the military domestically, Trump dispatched the Department of Defense officials to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and the Capitol Police to get their sign-off. Bowser and Pelosi rejected Trump's authorization of 10,000+ National Guardsmen and women, not just verbally, in writing. And we got the receipts, Patel says, arguing that this fact alone debunks the claim that Trump tried to foment an insurrection that day. Patel argues that the deep state operatives always accuse their opponents of committing the very crime that they are guilty of. And he uses the case of Hunter Biden's infamous laptop from hell, as well as Joe Biden's classified document scandal, to illustrate the two-tiered system of justice. He notes that when the laptop from Hell scandal unfolded, the intelligence community quickly set into motion a disinformation campaign to discredit the laptop's authenticity. Former heads of the NSA, CIA, and Department of Defense all got together and signed a letter weeks before the 2020 election to call Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation so people would think it wasn't real. The problem is, the FBI knew the entire time and had corroborated that Hunter Biden's laptop was, in fact, real. Here's how good the deep state is, Patel continues. They said that the laptop in the investigation had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. The mainstream media would do the rest. The mainstream media would come in and say it is Russian disinformation. Of course, this deep state and establishment media coup wouldn't be complete without the help of big tech censorship of the New York Post's reporting on the laptop by Emma Jo Morris, now Breitbart News politics editor. Facebook and Twitter's censorship of Morris's factually correct reporting could have turned the election, Patel argues. In my opinion, that single piece of election rigging propaganda secured Joe Biden's victory, he asserts. My only quibble with this film is the title. Instead of government gangsters, it should be called government sociopaths, because the ease with which these villains lie, along with their ruthless and amoral mendacity, has, to borrow their phrase, all the hallmarks of dead-eyed sociopaths. When our government is run by sociopaths, and the U.S. intelligence community and the Department of Justice are aligned against you, what prayer do you have of winning? It's easy to become demoralized, but Patel instead urges Americans to mobilize with the truth. An historic level of exposure of government corruption demands a historic level response by the American public to fix Washington, D.C., Patel says, obviously hoping that that response will be heard in November. Government Gangsters, released by War Room Films, is available to rent or purchase here. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on X @RAMansour.